the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and our Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you, and of your will, and true obedience to your word, so that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and has promised to them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved.
Behold, your King is coming to you.
Righteous and having salvation.
Who in the skies can be compared to the Lord?
Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne.
Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you.
Blessed are the people who know the festal shout.
Who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face.
Who exalt in your name all the day.
And in your righteousness are exalted.
For our shield belongs to the Lord.
Our King to the Holy One of Israel.
Your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament.
Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely, and this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's first letter to the church in Thessalonica, the 3rd chapter. Beloved, what thanksgiving can we return to God for you? For all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day, that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, lift up your heads, O gates.
And be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. When Jesus had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this: The Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
From God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text from the Gospel reading is Throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it, and as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. And as he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." This is our text. Well, Thanksgiving is now in the rearview mirror. For some of us, that's a very literal thing. December has arrived. And I wonder, what will this month bring? Maybe the same thing it brings every year. You know, that crazy season after the turkey gets cooked and before the opening of the presents. Perhaps you enter the season of December, the month of December, with some excitement or perhaps with some foreboding. You know the signs of the season because we see them now all around. Lights and decorations in the neighbor's yard. The Christmas tree farms have hung out their shingles. Store shelves are packed with the perfect gift for each person in your life. And you can grab all the stocking stuffers you want while you wait in line to check out. The world stands ready to celebrate the season of giving. And here in the church, we Christians are preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus. God's great gift of salvation to his broken world. And then we have today's gospel reading. The church directs our attention to Jesus riding a colt into Jerusalem. That may seem strange. Of course, we hear it almost every year on the first Sunday in Advent, but still, it may seem strange. Shouldn't we be focusing on Joseph and Mary? But instead of the little babe, no crying he makes, we have the grown-up Jesus. That's how our Advent begins. We see Jesus not as an obscure figure beginning his ministry out in the wilderness, but as a well-known teacher near the end. We meet him not in the womb of his mother as she rides a donkey into Bethlehem, but as a celebrated Lord, drawing crowds of disciples as he rides a colt into Jerusalem. Why begin the season of Advent like this? Why head toward Christmas by starting with Jesus' entry into Jerusalem? It seems odd, but this is God's way of grabbing our attention. And we need our attention grabbed. Oh, do we ever? You know how your attention gets pulled in 100 different directions every day, and in December it can be even worse. So this is God's way of saying, the reason I'm here is. He directs our attention to that central reason for his work. It takes us straight to the heart of the matter. Just see where Jesus rides the donkey and you'll understand why he came. Now, it's true, of course, that the church year never lets us forget. Today is the first Sunday in a series of Sundays which will take us again through the life of our Lord and into the life of the church. As we begin this new year in the church, God wants us to know the one thing that's most important: the reason he's here. So I want you to think, as you begin this season, this month of December and this season of Advent, I want you to remain focused, laser focused on the reason Jesus is here. God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bear your sin and to be your Savior. The suffering of Jesus was no accident. When he entered into Jerusalem, everyone else may have thought that he was coming to sit upon the throne and take over Jerusalem and drive out the Romans. But Jesus knew differently. He knew that his throne was to be a different kind of throne, that his crown would be sharper, that it would draw blood. What happened in Jerusalem wasn't just a nice person who loves being met by a world filled with hate. What he did was purposeful. It was the fulfillment of what God had promised to his people of old. We heard one of those promises from the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah said that a time was coming when a righteous branch would spring up from David. And so Jesus came. He is the righteous branch. He is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He is the one who has come to establish justice and righteousness, not merely in an earthly kingdom, but in a kingdom that will have no end. This is the name by which he shall be called. The Lord is our righteousness. What does it mean to call him our righteousness? It means that he is the one who sets things right. I think it's important for us to consider this. How many things in our life are not right at the moment? How many things in our lives are off, are wrong, are not what they should be? He is the one who comes to set things right. And he is also the one who comes to make us right with God. This is a work that neither you nor I could do. There is nothing that you are capable of, nothing that I am capable of, that can make us right with God, that can atone for our sins, that can cover what is wrong and give what is right. But he is the one who has come to make us right with God. And he has come today to begin again this work in you, to set right what is wrong and to make you right with God. God the Father sent his Son into the world to defeat all the forces that oppose his kingdom. Jesus came to bear sin and to bring forgiveness. Jesus came to defeat death and to bring life. Jesus came to conquer Satan and to bring salvation. This is why he rides into Jerusalem. This is why he goes to the cross. His crucifixion is the day of reckoning for sin, death, and the devil. This is the day of their judgment. And by Easter Sunday, their fate is sealed. But as for you, as you long for his coming, his death and resurrection are the day of salvation. For you, as you weep over sin and death, he comes humble, gentle, gracious, and full of forgiveness. You see, what Advent begins for us is not just a crazy season that leads to Christmas. Advent begins for us another year of God's grace. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every year, every Advent, every morning, including this one. It doesn't matter what this last year has been like for you. Now you are at the beginning of a new church year. Now you are at the beginning of a new season. The old is gone. It is past. It is over. And we are beginning anew with Christ. And we'll hear this again and again during the church year. No matter what Sunday it is, no matter what text is read, no matter what hymns you are singing, even with all the variety and beauty they contain, this is the reason why God is here. To bring you, each and every one of you, no matter what your situation in life is like at this moment, to bring you forgiveness, life, and salvation. December may be a wild month, and our Savior, we know that as well as anyone. Can you say, living nativity, 1 week away? Our lives are complex, they're busy, they're messy, Some of you may have been through major losses or life changes in the last year. You're still trying to sort out what those changes mean. Some of you may find your relationships with family or friends to be tense, and you're uncertain how to navigate them. Some of you may feel stresses in your life, things that you're dealing with financially, personally, health-wise, in terms of vocation, and you're not sure how it will resolve. And it's into this mess of anxiety, into this mess of uncertainty, that Jesus comes to take us to what lies at the heart of the matter: God's love for us, God's care for us, God's forgiveness of us, God's promises to us. It may not fix every issue now. It may not restore to you in this moment everything that you have lost. It may not answer every question that you have. It may not give you clarity for every step that lies ahead. It may not take away all of the anxiety or the depression, but it will set you on solid ground. You're a child in a kingdom where God, your Father, loves you. And at the heart of that love is the person of his Son. And though it leads to his death, Jesus will do the work of his Father. He will come and bear what needs to be borne. He will fight what needs to be fought. He will die to put to death what needs to end. And he will rise and bring the beginning of life eternal, life to you. Today, it is worth our looking at our own lives to see what is it that needs to be born. What is it that we need Jesus to bear? What is it that we need Jesus to fight? What is it that we need Jesus to put to death? And what is the new life that we need from him? Brothers and sisters in Christ, put off the old and take up the new. Put away what is dying and take up what is alive, Christ himself with all of his gifts. Step forward into this month with boldness and with confidence and with trust in your Lord, knowing that he will see you through and that he will give what is needed and that he will provide even more than you can ask or imagine. The Lord will do as he says. In our reading from the Gospel of Luke, you heard how the Lord had need of a colt. It's this strange little story. He sends his disciples out. He says, you'll come to a place, you'll find a colt. If they ask why you're taking it, just say, the Lord needs it. And so they go and do as he says. And someone says, what are you doing? And they say, the Lord has need of it. He who had need of the colt to carry out his work in Jerusalem also has need of you. He can and will use you for his purposes. He can and will use you in ways that you cannot even imagine or understand. In Jesus, your life, crazy as it may be, has significance. It has meaning. You are a child of God, and he is at work in your life and through your life for your good and for the good of others. He is at work in and through you, even through the darkness and the challenges and the struggles of this life. As God is love, he's able to make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all. That's one of the things that I give thanks for about the divine service, is that this is the place where God brings his love to meet us. Because my love is little, my love isn't big enough or good enough, but his love is, and he fills us with that love. As God is faithful, he's able to establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father, and he is able to prepare you for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints, because he is coming, and he is coming soon. So December has arrived, and whatever that may mean in your life is coming as well, but Jesus comes with it. And I invite you now, I invite you throughout this season, to rest for a moment. Just take a deep breath. Remember that God loves you and that he is for you in Christ, and that that is the reason he is here, and that is the reason for the season that we celebrate. When you return home, if you haven't already done so, get out your Advent wreath. This evening, light that first candle, just as we've done here this morning in church. Begin your Advent devotions. Say your prayers. Read your Bible. Jesus has come, and he is coming to you now, not just in Jerusalem, but right here. Not this time on a colt, but now in his word. Not surrounded by disciples, crowds throwing cloaks on a road, but still coming to you, surrounded by disciples. You and me, here in this place, Jesus coming to remind us, to assure us, to make known to us again that his grace is the reason he is here. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord of all, your Son said that if his disciples stopped praising him, the very stones would cry out. Thank you for giving us your word, that we might know him. Even in a world that opposes your name, grant us tongues that joyfully declare your praise. We especially ask for your blessing on our living nativity. Unite us in this work. Provide all that we need for this year, and use it to make your salvation in Jesus Christ known. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, we often use the cares of this life as excuses to indulge in sin. We allow ourselves to become distracted from you and your promises. Guard us from temptations that would harm our faith and make us afraid of your coming. Preserve us by your grace, that we may wait with joy to stand before the Son of Man in glory. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our King, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Watch over the authorities of our land, and grant that they would govern justly, so that we may live in peace as we proclaim your love and faithfulness. Be with all expectant mothers and their unborn children, especially Stephanie, Annie, and Kelly. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks to you, O God, that as you establish our hearts blameless in holiness before you, so you also provide for all our needs in this body and life. Hear our earnest prayers for those who need your mercy, especially for Christine, Tom, Emily, Tiffany, Gwen, Rick, Stan, John, Bill, Blair, Bobby and Carol, Kate, Karen, Frank, and Jim, Rick and Teresa, and Verity. In the same way, comfort all who mourn, especially Barbara and her family, until the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Blessed are you, O Lord, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who came in your name to save us from sin and death. As he visits us this day with his body and blood under the bread and wine, give us penitent hearts that welcome his coming and rejoice in his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God our Father, you have loved and chosen us according to your mercy and called us through the living voice of your word. Grant to us the spirit of your grace, that what you have begun in us may be brought to completion when Christ appears in his glory on the last day. For you live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your boundless mercy, you sent your servant, John the Baptist, to proclaim that in Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. With thankful hearts we pray, come, Lord Jesus, confident that in his body and blood, given us to eat and drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins and so proclaim his death until he comes again in glory. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Our psalm today is Psalm 24, a psalm of prophecy. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. There sit the Lord in the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell in thereof, for he has founded it as long as he sees, and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates. Lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lift up your heads, O gates. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you